This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome, Boomer Esiason, Craig Carton on the Fan and for Worldwide on CBS Sports Network. Got a great show for you today because Boomer's not here. And the sitting governor of New Jersey, once again, Christopher J. Anthony Aloysius McDonald. Christy, kind enough to come in on a very busy workday.
Oh, yes.
And do a few hours this morning. And I will say good morning and get the pleasantries out of the way first.
Yes.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today, buddy boy?
Oh, Mr. Carton, I am doing so fabulously today. It's
great.
A wonderful day. I mean, you know.
You are.
Wish I had had a better Met game last night, but that's
sure.
The way it goes.
You knew in the first inning you could turn that game off. With the first five guys get hits.
Although, who would have thought that Clayton Kershaw would actually give up, you know, four home runs
right,
to the
Mets? Beatable. Like, the day he's beatable.
And we give up 10.
Although, I was thinking about that, you know, this morning coming in, that, you know, also his mindset has to change immediately because
right.
He's got such a big lead out of the gate. He don't have to worry about being perfect, about, you know, spotting every pitch. Basically, throw it, let him hit it, hope you make some plays. And the Mets lose a game that you knew they were going to lose going in because it's Kershaw, but lost it in a manner that you didn't expect them to lose it.
No.
And that is with, you know, with 17 runs being scored.
Well, that's been part of the whole season, right? I mean, the one thing you came into the season thinking was that this team was going to pitch, but they might not hit.
Right.
They've really hit pretty well this season, and they haven't pitched. So, you know, it's a frustrating first 80, 70 some games for the Mets fans.
The sad thing is that they're not making the playoffs this year. So the question is, at what point do you stop even referencing the minutiae of any particular game? You know, and you want to keep hope alive, right? You want to, you know, concoct the notion of, hey, Lugo and Mads, hey, you know, maybe. And then the reality is this. Lugo and Mads aren't going to be enough. They're like 13 games out of the wild card, double digits out of first place. And while you can certainly blame it 90% on injuries, and that's a fair argument to make, it doesn't change the notion that you got to go through the entire summer without meaningful baseball games at Citi Field.
Well, I think
doesn't mean you won't go to them,
no.
But you're not going to them with the same zeal and zest of, hey, we're making a run. We're going to the playoffs. That doesn't exist.
Yeah, listen. The last 2 years, you've won the division and you've won the wild card, and so you know you've had that in your back pocket. This year, it's going to be a lot harder. I'm not ready to give up yet.
It's over.
I understand that you would say that.
You know that it's over
because you are an awful human being who only likes to inflict misery on people.
No, it's true. You're
it's
the misery inflictor.
No, I'm not.
You were here a week ago.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
And 1 week ago today. And I chastised you for it.
What?
And
I don't know what you're talking about.
I told you that it better not happen, because if it did, it was going to be on your watch. You are a voodoo, black magic salesperson.
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
You
have put the Maloik, which you even said yourself, you grew up in a family in which, I don't know which Christy taught you how to put the Maloik on something.
That was my mother.
But she taught you to Maloik. You've Maloiked the political opposition, as you've admitted on the show. You Maloiked the Yankees a week ago today. And I sit back and I see Gleyber Torres on a play at the plate.
They haven't won a game since, have they?
Which should be a non-existent story. Slides into home. Bang. Tears the ulnar collateral ligament. Now his non-throwing hand. He's done for the year. See you next spring. Gleyber Torres is out.
Well, that's very unfortunate. You never like to see anyone get injured.
Uh-huh.
Never like to see. And I never, by the way, I want you to go back and consult the tape. I never said anything about Gleyber Torres. Gleyber Torres never came up in 4 hours.
No, you
and
suggested
so someone may
that
have put
the Yankees would suddenly, wouldn't it suck if the Yankees suddenly had injuries?
I never said anything like that at all.
Oh, is that right?
Absolutely.
Don't make me ask Bob Dwyer to do more work today.
Well, he should do some work. We need more work.
Do me a favor. Go back a week and just give me a couple samples of audio of Governor Christie and his voodoo black magic.
I do have a clip from a week ago.
Let me hear. No, that's not the audio that I'm looking for.
I mean, and the Maloik was probably put on by the fact that you didn't show up for work on time last week.
No, the Maloik was not put on by me
at all.
I
had to start the program.
Right. The only
I mean, think about that. I'm in here as a volunteer.
Correct.
Based upon our long-term friendship.
Right.
And you stick me having to open up the program.
I thought it'd be good for you.
Did you really?
Yes.
Was that so this was a career move for me.
It was a calculated move. I'm just going to lie through my teeth right now. That it'd be great to see how you'd handle opening a show.
And how did I do?
Well, I mean, I listened to it. I ran in as quickly as I could to save the day.
Really?
Listen, the bottom line is this. You know what you did.
I didn't do anything.
The audience knows what you did.
I did nothing.
I will play audio of what you did if you make me.
I'll make you because I didn't do anything.
You openly questioned. I wonder what happens when the Yankees have some injuries.
I don't believe I said that.
I wonder when Aaron Judge.
I don't believe I said anything like that. And by the way, Gleyber Torres.
Yeah.
I never said a word about him.
Oh, yeah.
Have a world of admiration for
the
young man. And now he's going to listen. This is in the long term. This is good for Yankee fans.
No, it is not.
It is, because now the young man, who's had a pretty blessed existence from a baseball perspective,
for sure that he has.
To this point, this young man is now going to face a little bit of adversity, a little toughness, and we're going to see how he bears up. And I think he'll bear up well. He's obviously an extraordinary talent, and we're hoping that when he comes back sometime next year, he hopefully will be able to play.
You're not hoping anything of the sort.
I certainly
am.
You're
still trying to figure out how you're going to get David Wright in the lineup.
I'd love to see great baseball in New York, and quite frankly, I'd prefer it to be great baseball from the Mets. But if we have exciting baseball here in New York, it's good for everyone.
Agreed. If that's how you truly felt, that would be fantastic.
That's how I feel.
But you and I both know better that you got a little sense of not joy that a man got hurt,
but a
little sense of satisfaction that
how dare you?
Oh, the Yankees are going through it now. I know you do.
No. First of all, it doesn't affect the Yankees because, as we know, Gleyber Torres has not even made it to the major leagues.
And they were
going to
bring, the Wade kid up first anyway.
Right. I mean,
you jinxed it. You're a black magic voodoo salesperson.
Listen, Craig, if I were really a black magic voodoo salesperson.
Yes.
Gleyber Torres would be very low on my list.
He'd be on your list, though.
Very, very low.
Much celebrated.
He's a minor league baseball player.
But he's been celebrated
as
the next coming of the great Yankee.
He's at Scranton Wilkes-Barre, God's sake.
You even brought up Aaron Judge. You even said, it's a damn near direct quote, "Well, it would really suck if Aaron Judge was trying to leg out a double and pulled up with a hamstring issue." Those are your words.
And let me say this.
Yeah.
It would be. It would be a terrible thing.
Meanwhile,
I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Yankees are back at it tonight. Pineda's at home against the Angels, so the Yankees will try to stop this six-game losing streak.
And the Angels have been hot.
Hot.
Without Mike Trout. Wait till Trout comes back.
The Mets have Gzelman tonight at McCarthy. No one gives a rat's ass about that.
Oh, come on
now,
stop.
And then comes the situation in New Jersey, in which I didn't realize it was going to be such a big story, so let me double down on it and make sure everyone understands that it's happening. Because after we did our show and we talked about the prospect of there being a Mayweather-McGregor fight, it came to fruition. It's done deal, August 26th at the T-Mobile Center in Las Vegas.
We haven't had a press conference yet or anything, have we?
We should. I think we should have a press conference at the State House.
Oh, well, should we?
Or better yet, just do it at the Newark office so I don't have to go too far. I have the governor's mansion on that day. Party for 75-plus. And we're going to have a big screen TV set up in the backyard. We'll have the pool cooking. We'll have the barbecue going. I'll be DJing, of course.
Pool's not open yet, by the way.
It'll be open for August 26th.
Okay.
And it's going to be a great night in Jersey. And I just want to thank you again for allowing us to have the Mayweather-McGregor fight party at Drum Thwacket.
Yeah, well,
even Boomer's excited for it.
I have to tell you, you look at the way the press covers this stuff.
I know you had your spokesperson actually come out with a statement about it.
Yeah, well, because we were getting inundated with calls because these are people who have no life.
Yeah, I'm
and they don't
them.
Understand. They don't understand that this show, that the basis, one of the bases at least of this show, is comedy.
It's
we're having fun
sure.
with each other, and that you and I have been friends for now 14 years. and we have good, fun banter back
yes,
and forth.
Correct.
But I think, given your past criminal record, there's no chance that you'd even be let into the building.
Oh no, I'm in for sure. I've already.
What are they sneaking you in the trunk?
I've talked to advanced security on that one. And McGreevy gave me a key anyway. So
Listen, if you still have the McGreevy key, then there's nothing I can do about that.
I go in the side door and I'm good to go.
Big Jim gave out lifetime passes, apparently, while he was there.
I was not the only one, I guess, but all good. So in any event, we'll talk about the specifics of that. I know you will not be in town that day.
And again, let me be clear. What I said was
75 people.
Hold on. I did say that. But let's back up a second on my attendance or not. What I said was, I think we may be away on vacation then.
Right.
Right. Now, I have since sat down with the person who runs our life.
Right.
Which is the First Lady of New Jersey.
Correct.
And she said, no. By August 26th, we'll be back.
Back from vacation.
Because our daughter has to be back to Notre Dame.
For the next semester.
For the next semester by August 24th or 5th.
So this works out even better.
So now it appears that I will be there to host the party.
Which changes the entire dynamic.
Yeah, because I'm there and you know, I thought we'd still be gone. I thought she was going back to 28.
So now, let's be clear, it's not that the governor is giving me the mansion for a party.
It's that I'll be the host.
The governor is hosting his own party and I'll
That's
just
exactly
be
right.
there as the co-host.
Exactly.
Or the co-chairman of the
Whatever
event.
You want to call it.
Whatever you want to call
well,
it.
Well, that's since I'm the host, I guess so. But
I will be the co-host of the Mayweather-McGregor party at the mansion.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I think everybody wins then.
Even better, I now no longer have to spend any money on the party.
No, which is
perfect for me.
Oh, no.
Your party.
Now, let me tell you this. You're spending money on this party.
No, this is your party now.
A, it's your spending money on the party. B, I'm still waiting for my fantasy football winnings.
It's we have it.
You know, do we? Are we getting?
Yes,
are we going to make
do.
A presentation today?
Yeah, not today per se.
Oh,
but
not today per se.
Not per se.
Al, can you believe how screwed I'm getting here?
Per se, not today.
The fantasy football season ended.
We've yet to collect all the money.
The first week in January.
It's almost starting up again.
Right. I mean, we're almost to train. Am I going to get friggin' paid by training camp?
I think you get a free entry.
No. I'm telling you.
I'm waiting on one last person to pay.
Really?
No
who is
joke.
That person?
I'm not going to say his
no,
name.
No, I want to say his name.
I'm not saying
who
his name.
Who is the rotten SOB who has yet to pay?
I'm not going to say his name.
Well, why don't you give me his initials?
I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
His is first...
Is it CC?
It is not CC.
You paid.
Yeah, always. It is, I'll just tell you, his first name starts with letter D is all I'll tell you. That's the way, I like it.
Can we get him on the line?
The governors.
Can we get him on the phone?
I mean, we could try him the break, I'll call
During
him.
The break, let's call him and say, like, well, what the hell's, where is it?
Where's
the dough?
As soon as he comes up with it, you're straight.
Let me tell you something. Who was the first person who paid?
Well, I was.
Well, beside you.
Then Andy was the second person.
Right, and then next.
You were third.
I'm third.
Yes.
But right. And how many people do we have in the league? 12,
what do we have this
right?
year? 12? 10? 12. 10? I think we have 12. 10 this year.
Do we have 10?
I think we had 10 because don't forget, Scott Stapp wasn't in it this year.
Oh, that's right.
And Boomer bailed on us as well.
Boomer did bail. Why did Boomer bail?
Yes, so we went from 12 to 10.
Is it too pricey for Boomer
because
this year?
Because Boomer, when we do the fantasy football, Boomer would come to the draft.
Right.
Which is really the whole league's about the draft night. Then we had the issue with not everyone could be there, so some guys like you did it from home
we
or
did
from
a remote,
vacation, whatever.
Right.
And then Boomer would always have his nephew Randy do it for him.
Right.
So like, why even be involved?
Right. I mean, if you're gonna have Randy do it, and
then Randy should be in.
That's right.
Right. Then it was the one year we did it. Boomer made us do it from his office.
I remember that.
Right. Then there was It just became. Then Al dropped out because he's a pain in the ass.
He is. So, well, Al, was it too late for you to be at the? Too late to be at the fantasy draft.
Too late. Too pricey. Also, I'm out for that.
Charity. You are one quirky SOB.
I mean, it benefits a charity, Al.
It benefits a charity.
Children?
Yeah. Children.
Oh, for the
yes,
children.
It's
all
for
right.
The children. That's exactly right.
And we actually gave a group, I was last night at the Governor's Jefferson Awards for volunteers
okay,
in New Jersey.
Nice.
And I was thinking of you. We gave out a number of awards last night, about 20 or so.
Nice.
And one of them was to a group of high school kids who are raising awareness about Tourette's.
Really?
And they got the Governor's Public Service Award for what
awesome.
They're doing on Tourette's. And all three of these young people who are the leaders of this group have Tourette's themselves.
Right.
And it was great to meet them last night and have a chat with them about the challenges they face and how they're trying to help their fellow students.
That's awesome.
Who face the same kind of challenges. And so we were definitely giving you a little thought last night at the Governor's Jefferson Awards.
Well, I'd love to connect with those kids because that's what it's about.
They're great kids.
All right, well, I appreciate that.
Great kids.
What's the name of the award? The Jefferson Awards.
The Governor's Jefferson Awards.
Named after George or Thomas?
Thomas, not George, no.
George would be a good, not bad either, though.
Well, that would be like an entrepreneur award.
Right, just to move up.
Moving on up.
Start from nothing and move on up.
To the east side.
Well, I'm just saying.
To a deluxe apartment.
You should have like the George Jefferson Entrepreneurial Awards.
You know, if I had another year as governor, I would have established the George Jefferson Entrepreneurial Awards.
Well, maybe you can leave that as an idea for Murphy or Guadagno.
I think I will. I'll put it in the suggestion box as I leave.
When you leave as a governor, let me ask you a quick, and now we'll take a break, we'll do an update, we'll get your calls.
Right.
I've always wondered this.
Yeah.
It's always been said that the New Jersey governor is typically thought of as one of the, if not, the most powerful governor in the country.
Correct.
For a myriad of reasons we don't have to get into.
Yep.
I've always wondered if there are Jersey state secrets that only governors know, that when you became governor, is there like a meeting at some point when someone goes, now you must know the secrets, and here they are. Does that happen?
No.
Never.
Not with me, at least.
No one said, I want to walk you through the Pine Barrens and where the devil was and that whole thing.
No. No, one thing you did find out, I will tell you, there's only one secret that I knew about that Governor Corzine told me about.
This is what I'm talking about.
So we'll show you this at the big Mayweather, Conor McGregor
this
party.
This is the biggest secret that Governor Christie's ever told about New Jersey, courtesy of former Governor John Corzine. Go.
So he told me, he said, listen, we're in the library on the first floor, which is one of the nicest rooms of the house. And he pointed over to what appeared to be just another piece of paneling in the wall. And he said to me, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah.
It's a wall.
And he said, that's the way you can escape from parties when you don't like the people who you have to have here.
I like it.
And I said, what do you mean escape? He goes, watch.
Right.
And he like hit the door, and the door, it's a door. It opened, and there's an incredibly narrow, curvy staircase.
Going down or up?
Going up.
Okay.
That goes right to outside the governor's bedroom.
A secret passageway to the governor's bedroom.
Correct.
That is good knowledge.
Right, and he gave me that because he said, you're going to have parties here sometimes.
That you just
when the people, you don't like them.
Right.
And he said, you go down in there and you can kind of walk around. And he said, and they can say, oh, the governor's here. And then all of a sudden he said, when people aren't looking, you can slide in that door and you're gone. Now, I've never done that because I actually like people.
You have yet to use it?
Well, I've used it, but I've used it in the opposite way.
You've used it just to go back to your room because it's...
No, I've never used it going up.
You've come from the room to come down to a party.
Correct.
Aha. Which governor do you think got the most use out of that passageway?
Again, I have no comment. Because that would be part of the New Jersey state secrets.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to reveal that.
I got lots to ask. We'll get into all that. Plus, the governor jinxed the Yankees.
No.
He's now the director of all voodoo and black magic.
Thank you.
And gets great joy out of that. We're live in the Investors Bank studio, of course.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.